You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Tuesday, October 14th edition. Staying through the break is Dave Ajima. And Dave, I appreciate your time. But let's get into that question that I kind of teed up before the break, before we get into the text messages. So you're saying this is actually a strategy. It's part of the Quran as far as Islam, Muslims of this faith getting involved at the local level in our politics, our school boards, state representatives, even seeing it now in Congress. I mentioned the three there. Also, El Sayed is leading in the U.S. Senate Democrat primary for raising money. He raised the most money, about three. Let's see, one, two, three of those candidates all raise more money than Mike Rogers. Dave Ajima, I have this question. If El Sayed ends up being the U.S. Senate candidate for the Democrats, won't all the Muslims around the world basically maybe donate to his campaign to make sure he's the next U.S. senator?
Sure, I think they already have through various means. That's why he's got the money. I think that's why you got Tlaib in there as well. I was her chairman, by the way. I knew Tlaib well. She was a radical Muslim, in my opinion, a terrorist in the country, in our state. But you got to remember, let me just give you a list of some of the things that they've already done in our country. On September 11, of course, they attacked and destroyed the World Trade Center. That was in compliance with the doctrine of jihad found in Sharia law. The attack was a political action. It was motivated by a religious mandate for endless jihad. Our textbooks in America must be approved by Islamic groups. This is in accordance with Sharia law. American employers and schools are met with demands for time and space to do Islamic prayer. Can't play Christian prayers, but you can pray Islamic prayers. That's demands are based on the Sharia law. The American banking system is becoming Islamicized with Sharia financing. Find out if your bank is Sharia compliant. If they are, move your money. Universities are asked to provide sexually segregated swimming pools and other facilities for Muslim women. That's in compliance with Sharia. Hospitals are being sued for not providing Sharia compliant treatment and halal food. That's Sharia compliant. College courses at the college level do not use any kind of critical thinking regarding the history or the doctrine of Islam. American prisons are a stronghold presently of Islamic proselytizing. Workplaces are being made Islamic worship sites through special rooms and time to pray. And look at UK, you see them blocking streets in the middle of the day. And you can't get traffic through there because they're all bowing down and praying. They should be arrested. They should be thrown in jail and deported. Islamic refugees bring all their wives for welfare and medical treatment to America. American authorities will not act, even when presented with the evidence. Polygamy is included in Sharia. They can have up to four wives. Of course, Muhammad had more. But we're paying for this. And wars are fought in Iraq and Afghanistan to implement Constitution's first article is the supremacy of Sharia law. So what do we do? We did no good in those countries because they're all abiding by Sharia law. So what was your question again? I get a follow-up on all this.
The politicians, yeah. Because they're the policymakers, yeah. And people need to realize really what their agenda is and why they're getting involved in running for these political offices.
It's the Islamic strategy, if you will, the Muslim spring. It's the what they're told to do. They are told to go into non-Muslim countries and change them from within. So that's why they went to all these different countries, France, Italy, Germany, France, United States, all these other countries. They're obeying the Quranic law to go in and change the world for Islam. So we are being inundated throughout the world. And look at Northern Africa. Oh, man, you want to see some killing going on there? Go there. They kill everything and anybody that's not Muslim. And that's what the Quran teaches them to do. Now, you look at Christianity. It's totally different. You know, we say you got a choice. Choose one way or the other. Let God decide. They say, if you're not Muslim, we're going to kill you.
Now, I got a text message. We'll start off with this one. How in the world did Dearborn become Michigan's very own Gaza? How about Hamtramck and other areas? And here is the bottom line. Islam hates America, but at the same time, yep, they take over these cities. Shouldn't we see this as a threat? And why don't our politicians understand it?
Let's look at Michigan. You got Whitmer. What does she have as her lieutenant governor?
Garland Gilchrist.
Why do you suppose she did that? She did that to get Muslim money and Muslim votes. They are told to go ahead and immigrate to all the different countries. And one thing they do, on average, they multiply at 8.1 kids per family. And they do practice polygamy. So what they do, if you give them 10, 20, 30 years, they're going to outnumber a lot of the conservatives, and they'll vote in their Muslims into those positions. That's why Tlaib's in there. That's why Jeffries is in there. That's why some of these other people are there. So it's part of the plan. It's the overall plan of world dominance for Muslim and Islam. And once they get that, they say when the whole world is converted to Islam, then there's going to be peace. That's actually BS too, and I'll tell you why. Because you get the Shias and you get the Sunnis. They don't get along. So when they're done killing all of us, they're going to start killing each other because they don't get along at all. You got the Shias, like the Quran. They're the real radical, and the Sunnis are still radical, but not as radical. So it's a plan. That's what they got this plan long term. I think it was they found the plan for the Muslim Brotherhood for the Holy Land Foundation trials in Texas, and they found the plan how to take America over for Islam. And that should be read by everybody, because it just shows you their blueprint, how they're going to take over. And just like I said, get involved with schools, get involved with politics, multiply and change. They are an enemy of our United States because, like I said at the beginning, they cannot swear allegiance to our Constitution and against all enemies, foreign and domestic, because they believe Sharia law is superior to our Constitution and must be destroyed. So in essence, Islam is Muslims that are practicing Islam are treasonous to our Constitution and our United States of America.
So that's basically Keith Ellis, Rashida Tlaib, many others. When they get sworn in for office, they don't put their hand on a Bible. They actually put their hand on a Quran.
Yes. And think about that. They're putting their hand on the very document that says they have to destroy America. Think about that. That bothers me to no end. But under Sharia law, there's no freedom of religion. There's no freedom of speech. There's no freedom of artistic expression. There's no freedom of the press. There's no equality of people. A non-Muslim, a kafir, that's me and you, is never equal to a Muslim. There's no equal protection under Sharia law for different classes of people. Their justice is dualistic, with one of the laws for Muslim males and different laws for women and non-Muslims. There's no equal rights for women. Women can be beaten. They can be divorced. A non-Muslim cannot bear arms. Think of that one. Boy, thank you, Trump, for making sure that we still maintain the Second Amendment. There's no democracy, since democracy means that non-Muslim is equal to a Muslim, and they cannot and they will not say that. If they say it, they're lying. They're using taqiyya. And they say our Constitution is a man-made document of ignorance, and it must submit to Sharia. So non-Muslims are dhimmis if they're allowed to live. What that means is they pay the jizya. It's a life tax. So you're basically a slave. You pay 80 to 90% of your income to the Muslims so they can live well, and you're just slaves. And that's how Muhammad actually funded a lot of his armies when they came in. They made these people, so they let them stay alive to live, but then they funded them to that jizya tax. So basically they're saying every government must be ruled by Sharia law. And that's why I put American law for American courts bill in, to try to stop that.
Right. I got a text message. Captain Jeff up in Cedarville just wondered if you have ever heard of Usama Dak Doak. He's an Egyptian-born American. He has a daily program on VCY, American Christian Radio Network. He is also a converted Christian and having been raised a Muslim. Talk about Celine. Talk about your friend, Kamal.
Kamal and I got to meet a long time ago. It was actually just before I was going to go to Turkey. I was invited to go to Turkey when I was a state rep, and I had General Boykin and Kemal Saleem come to Lansing to explain what was coming our way with Islam in the United States. And by the way, how many we got? 115 House reps? What do you got? 38 senators?
38 senators, 110 reps.
Yeah, we only had about 10 or 11 people show, and most of those were just some of their people that worked for them for that event, and I had advertised the weeks ahead of time. What they said to me, and I told them, hey, I've been invited to go to Turkey. What are they going to ask for? And it was very plain. They said they're going to ask for more worker permits. They're going to ask for more green cards. They just want to be friendly with the United States. Not true. What they want to do is invade the United States with those green cards and worker permits. So sure enough, I brought my wife along. I had to pay extra to take her, but I brought her along. We went to Turkey. The last day, we were sitting up in one of their high mucky-muck buildings there talking to some high-ranking officials. And they were talking, drinking their little tea, you know, that's a real small little teacup with coffee that's about as strong as you can imagine. But anyway, they were speaking, and I knew right away, what do you want? Sure enough, they said, we want more green cards and more worker permits. And then I says, what do you think of America? And this one individual, by the way, they spoke perfect English, said, we don't think it's fair. I said, what's not fair? He says, well, when the 9/11, when those buildings went down, only 3,000 people were killed. But when you invaded Iraq and so forth, a lot more than 3,000 people were killed. Oh, that just got my dander up, being a former fighter pilot. I said, well, you're lucky. He said, why is that? I said, you're lucky we're not the Russians. And he says, why is that? And I said, because the Russian philosophy is you kill one-third of the civilian population, the two-thirds would shut up and fall in line. That was the last English they spoke. My wife leaned over to me in my ear and said, shut up, we got to get out of here, Dave. So I didn't bring that up anymore, but they didn't speak English anymore. So as soon as I came home from that trip, that's when I put that American Law for American Courts bill in, because I knew we were being had, and most of our politicians don't have a clue.
And this, again, if you go to Dearborn, if you go to Hamtramck, now they're operating basically with Sharia law. They don't even honor American laws now in those areas.
And some of the police, which are Muslims, let it go because they practice Sharia themselves. But a lot of regular police won't go into those areas. They're afraid to go in. It has to end. But the biggest thing I can think of, a reason we should stop this, mosques must give a portion of their zakat, or their tithe, to jihad. That makes an enemy of the United States. Shut them down.
Well, we're going to finish up in the final segment. I'm going to hold you through the break. We're going to talk exactly about that point. What can we do about it? What do people need to know? More with Dave Agee. My final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Smith & Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith & Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith & Call 231-838-5571.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final wrap up with Dave Ajima. Dave, bottom line, numerous text messages coming in, but common theme. In your opinion, what do we need to do with this knowledge, and what do we need to do to protect ourselves going forward with regards to Muslims involved in politics, taking over school boards, being elected to office? What is it that, in your opinion, you think we need to do?
Expose, expose, expose. They need to be exposed for what they are and what they have done and what they're going to do. And most people are afraid to expose it or speak like I have on this program because they're afraid of what they might be killed, or they're afraid that they may be called an Islamophobe. That term Islamophobe was actually a term the Muslims came up with to shut up Christians and other people that were coming out against Islam. So speak out, and your pastors need to be speaking out. That's one thing I think pastors need to kick in the pants, because they need to get up there and say, here's Islam, here's Christianity, and this is why we do not believe in Islam and why Allah and our Jehovah God are not the same. Do you want me to go into the comparison between Islam and Christianity, or you got more questions?
Yes, we've got – no, let's go with that here. We got about 3-4 minutes.
Oh, man, I got to talk fast. Christianity says God is one in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Islam says Allah is one. He has no son. The Holy Spirit doesn't exist. Christianity, Bible, scripture is inspired by God and useful to teach us what is true, and by unchanging words bring peace of mind and heart. Islam says Jews and Christians corrupted the Bible by removing verses that foretold Muhammad's coming and adding verses to establish Jesus' divinity. By the way, Muslims believe that Moses, Joshua, Jesus were all Muslims. Well, how ridiculous is this? Think about this. Islam didn't come about till the 7th century. That's 700 years after Christ. Jesus wasn't a Muslim. He was a Jew. These guys are crazy. Christianity, God is personal. Islam says God is unknowable. Christianity, God loves all people, including Muslims. And Allah and God cannot possibly be one and the same. Islam says Allah hates apostates and blasphemers. Allah and God are one and the same. They are not. Christianity, God says there will be no liars in heaven. I talked about that. Islam says if you're threatened, it's necessary to lie. Go ahead and lie. One of the last ones, I got a whole bunch of them here. I won't have time to get through. But Christianity, Jesus wants every Muslim to know that he died for their sin and loves them. Jesus commands Christians to love all people. What does Islam say? Allah said Christians are hellbound. Muslims must never take Christians as friend. Muslims must convert, enslave, or kill every Christian in the world. Christianity, Jesus says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Allah said, fight. until there is no more tumult or oppression, and there is faith in Allah altogether and everywhere. In other words, the only religion or quasi-religion will be Islam. The difference is dramatic. They cannot coexist. That's one thing people got to realize. When I see those bumper stickers, I want to scream. They don't coexist with any religion. You don't see Buddhists. You don't see Hindus. You don't see any of these people killing and doing what Muslims do. Yet, we tolerate their presence in the United States as if they belong here and they're not a threat. They are a threat. They are trying to take America from within.
The one last question, which now we're down to about 2 minutes, is this is something that you said, expose, expose, expose. For example, next year is a critical election here in the state of Michigan. We have Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, a Muslim, running for governor. We have Dr. Yeah. Abdul El-Sayed running for U.S. Senate. We have Rashida Tlaib and many others continuing to try to run, get reelected in Congress. The bottom line is we have a duty as Christians to make sure we expose the fact that they are Muslims, trying to become the governor, another one trying to become a U.S. senator. Your final thoughts?
Well, I've always had a hard time trying to ask for money as a politician. I just hated it. I'd rather give to good causes. But you got to donate. Those people that are running against these people need money to get the word out who they are, what they stand for, and what this Muslim stands for. Please donate. And please speak out. And then another thing is go to your church of worship. Sit down with your pastor sometime and say, you know what? We need a sermon on Islam versus Christianity. Will you please do that? And so people are aware of what's happening. And then to use some statistics, use it to statistics that's going on in the UK or France or Germany. They're losing their culture to Islam. They're completely, they're Dahimis, what they call Dahimis now in England. They're lost.
One of the things I think people need to understand, and we're going to make these two podcasts available on my website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Today's date, October 14th, Hour 3, Segment 1, Hour 3, Segment 2. Actually, I'm going to take time, David, to turn it into a YouTube video, and we're going to get this link out. The bottom line, we have to educate the population. Yes. We have got to educate people so that they can make wise decisions, but more importantly, share this information with everybody they know.
Exactly. And most people are ignorant what Islam is and what it isn't. It's not what they purport it to be. It's exactly the opposite. And that's the taqiyya, when they lie, cheat, and steal, do whatever they have to do to further the cause of Islam. It is an enemy of the United States. There's no question. I just hope that politicians wise up, pastors wise up, and people are not afraid to speak out.
Very good. Dave, I appreciate your time so much. And thank you for doing this for us. And again, like I said, I'll send you the link, share it everywhere. God bless you, sir. Stay strong and good luck with your surgery. We'll be praying for you tomorrow.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have an absolutely terrific Tuesday. Pray for Dave Ajima as he has surgery on his back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Sure, by now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him.